All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be taking a peek at a children's story.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, it's called The Backyard Adventure.
Okay.
And, well, it's about these three friends who find a treasure map in their backyard.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we're going to be kind of looking at, you know, can a simple backyard really hold exciting discoveries?
Yeah. I'm curious about this treasure map. Like, what kind of clues are on it?
Yeah, so like the first landmark on this treasure map is the giant tree.
Ooh, the giant tree.
But then when they get there, it turns out it's just a regular old oak tree in the backyard. But, you know, for these kids, it becomes this massive towering giant.
Right. I love that. Like, it's all about perspective, right? Like, kids just, they see the world so differently. I think sometimes as adults, we kind of lose that.
Yeah, we forget how to use our imagination.
Exactly.
So under the tree, they find another clue.
Okay.
And it's a really silly one. It tells them that they have to hop on one leg all the way to Pirate Rock.
Hop on one leg.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I wonder what Pirate Rock is.
Well, when they finally get there, after hopping on one leg, it turns out that Pirate Rock is just this, you know, kind of funny-shaped rock in the yard.
Okay.
But then they end up renaming it.
They do.
Yeah, they call it Pirate Potato Rock.
Pirate Potato Rock. That's even better.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. You know, it just shows how playful kids are, right? They don't take themselves too seriously. And I think, honestly, that's something we could all learn from.
Yeah. Like, why not rename a rock in your backyard Pirate Potato Rock?
Exactly. It just makes life more fun.
For sure. Okay, so the next landmark on the map leads them to the River of Crocodiles.
The River of Crocodiles. This is getting intense.
I know, right? So I wonder if you can guess what this dangerous River of Crocodiles really was.
River of Crocodiles backyard. Was it the sprinkler?
You got it. It was the backyard sprinkler.
I knew it!
Yeah, so these kids are, you know, running around, jumping over the water.
I love it.
You know, screaming and laughing. Pretending like, you know, they're actually dodging these, you know, ferocious crocodiles.
That's amazing. You know, it really speaks to the power of, you know, active play, right? Like kids, they throw themselves into these imaginary worlds. And it's so good for them. It's good for their bodies. It's good for their minds.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, they've crossed the River of Crocodiles. They've hopped on one leg to Pirate Potato Rock. What do you think the final clue could be?
Ooh, the final clue. I don't know. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, the final clue tells them to look for the secret cave.
A secret cave. Okay.
Yeah, and when they get there, they find out that the secret cave is actually underneath their patio table.
Under the patio table. Oh.
Yeah. So they lift up the tablecloth, and there they find the treasure chest.
Wow. So what was in the treasure chest? Was it like gold and jewels?
Well, it wasn't gold and jewels. They found plastic gems.
Okay.
A pirate coin.
Nice.
And an old friendship bracelet.
Ah, a friendship bracelet. You know, that's actually really special. Like, it might not be valuable in a monetary sense, but it probably holds a lot of sentimental value.
Yeah. Yeah, like a connection to the past.
Exactly. Like, who knows who made that friendship bracelet or how old it is? It just adds another layer to the treasure, you know?
Yeah. And the kids, they were so happy, you know,
yeah.
Jumping up and down, hugging each other. They were already starting to plan their next big backyard adventure.
That's awesome. And that's what I love about this whole story, right? Adventure isn't about going to some far-off land or finding something super expensive. It's about using your imagination and making the most of what you have.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, whether it's your backyard or your living room or your neighborhood park, there's always an adventure waiting to be had.
Absolutely.
So next time you're feeling bored, just remember those kids in the backyard adventure.
Yeah.
And go explore. Mm-hmm. You never know what hidden treasures you might uncover.
That's right. Use your imagination. Have fun. Who knows what you'll find?
All right, everyone. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
And until next time, keep exploring.
Bye, guy.
Bye.